What's up, listeners? On this week's pod, we will unveil our picks for the sickest jersey tees of each Eastern Conference NBA team. We're also going to talk a little boxing. Well, we'll discuss great boxer names and ring entrances, not so much discussing the actual fights. Elvis will reveal sciency sports. I will rant about Shaq. Of course, we'll play Stumptown and Girl Scout Cookie Survivor. Let's do it. Delta Stadium, 12 o'clock. Carol Collins Fighting Saints, Carol Collins Fighting Saints. Marcus on to Piosta, North Benton, South Benton. Welcome back, everybody, to the Rookie Show. I am one of your hosts, Travis Knoll. Join with me, as always, my good friend, Elvis Coin. What up, Coin?
Oh, what up, Knoll? Back in the Jimmy Butler jersey from last week. I think it might be my new recording shirt jersey.
Did something, did you get lucky or something? Why do you feel like you need to switch up the vibe?
I'm not switching up the vibe. That's the whole thing. I wore this last week.
I know. So what happened over the past week that made you think that it's working for something is my point.
Absolutely nothing. Honestly, I just got home and I was like, I don't want to wear my shirt anymore. And I still hadn't put away the jersey, so I put it back on.
Okay.
Gotcha. And this might be a recurring thing. It could just be hanging here.
Okay.
Like a towel.
Maybe I'll get a recording jersey as well.
Oh, I like that.
Maybe I'll just throw on my Timo Cruz Richmond jersey.
Yes.
How was your weekend there, Coin?
Pretty dang good weekend, man. Went out with some buds on Friday. They came over after the Blazers game, and we showed them one of our drinking games called, sorry, not one of ours. It's Joe's game, Joe and his friends. It's called Dragon's Den. It's just a dice game that absolutely annihilates you if you aren't very good at it. Nice. And these guys were not ready, and they super blacked out. It was good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Reminds me of when my friend Steven brought his frat friends over for the Beer Olympics from Missoula to Carroll.
Yeah.
And Steven, shout out. You're a listener. I know you're listening to this. Your buddies thought they were hot shit coming in from the frat, from the big D1 school, and the Carroll College Saints showed them a good time, and they got fucked up.
It's how we go.
Well, good.
Yeah, and then after that, on Saturday, we played a game called Slosh Ball. Are you familiar?
I am slightly familiar, but you should explain it.
So it's just, in a nutshell, drinking kickball, and you have to play the entire game with a beer in hand, you know? And so I brought PBR tall girls because I'm not a child.
Right. Of course. Right.
Yeah. Which I then underestimated when I was running the bases how foamy it was going to get. And so I got stranded on third and I was like trying to chug the beer and I got pegged and lost points for my team. It was embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
But I did think I was one of the only few with tall girls out there. And I thought I was like, all right, cool. We're doing good. And then this dude walked out with, a 24-ouncer Twisted Tea, and I was like, man, we should be best friends probably, because that's awesome.
Wait, so clarify, so you have to finish it before you get home or something?
Oh, so while you have to have the beer in hand when you're fielding and kicking, and then you kick it, and then while on base, you have to finish the beer before you finish. And if you're not finished with the beer by the time you get home, they can still hit you, like, while you're chugging it.
Sweet.
And that became part of the thing with Slosh Ball is, you know how there's always a guy who goes way too hard, and he's in like baseball pants and sprinting super hard and like knocking over girls in the field and stuff.
Yep.
We had one of those. It was good.
On your team?
No, thank God he was not on my team. So I had a lot of fun heckling him.
Nice.
But there were two separate times where he threw the ball at a girl on our team so hard, like drilled one in the face and then knocked another one's drink out of her hand. And everybody was like, what is your problem?
Did he have a name that you would expect the guy?
No, but I think it was like Craig or something like that. Good yelling name for sure.
Come on, Craig!
Yeah.
You son of a bitch, Craig.
He was a piece of garbage, but then after the game, everybody had finished, and he was still standing on the field, and he pulled the cigarette out of his ear and started smoking it, and I actually did think he looked pretty fucking cool out there.
Yeah, I'm out on that, but okay. Whatever you say.
That's it, though. Other than that, a pretty good weekend.
Well, let me ask you, how does it compare with some other games that you play outdoors where you have to have a beer in your hand? That I think we may have made up some of these games. For instance, Beerminton.
Beerminton is fantastic. I would say this is more fun than Beerminton just because it's so you can have as many people as you want in the field. It's just free for all.
Okay.
So this is really like 20v20.
Right. This is more of an organized sport game versus like a lawn game, like Beerminton or beer darts or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
It's closer to, obviously, kickball is closer to softball than a Beerminton or anything like that.
Would you consider wiffle ball a lawn sport, a lawn game?
I don't know, I guess. I don't really know. I haven't played that much wiffle ball, not since I was really little, I guess.
Okay. That's all I have to ask.
More of a team thing, I would say, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good weekend. Yeah. Pretty good.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I got engaged to be married.
That's bigger than anything I did.
Like, you played slosh ball, so it's like, nobody wants to hear about that.
Seems more important than yours.
Go check out at C. Travis Knoll for more on this proposal. We don't need to get too deep into it. Instagram.
Just one. You had a guitar in your hands. Did you actually play a song?
I did actually play a song. Yeah, I did.
What did you play?
Well, the tune of The Greatest Love Story, which is a country song by Lanco, but I changed the words.
So
I wrote my own lyrics. Yeah, it's real romantic. Yeah.
Damn, man. Good for you. I wouldn't even thought of that. So,
well, it's been like a year in the making because that's the only song I've ever known how to play. I learned the three chords required to play that song and practice it for 9 months. And then here we go.
Did she ever wonder why you were playing? I honestly didn't even know you owned a guitar, nor were you musically talented in any way.
She didn't know I owned one either. I was hiding it. I played it in secret.
That's kind of, you should make a movie about this.
I mean, like, it'd be a short. It'd be like a Disney short. I don't think you'd make a full-length movie out of it.
Okay.
Like the Disney short where the guy plays chess against himself before, what is that, A Bug's Life? They showed that before. Does that ring a bell?
Great callback. Yes, I definitely remember. And he's slamming it down on the board. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
Okay.
I like that.
Kind of like that.
Well, that's exciting, man. Hey, super congratulations. I want to be the first one to congratulate you.
You are the first, and it means a lot from my co-host, so thanks.
Right. I'm definitely at least the first to wish you on a podcast, so.
That's true. Yeah. Can't argue that. Cannot argue that.
Yeah.
So I believe you have a new segment you'd like to introduce to the listeners. Is that true?
This is true, yeah. So I'm going to kind of introduce something and see how we feel about it, see how it goes. This is a completely original idea. I've never seen anything like it anywhere, at least. And definitely have never heard a guy speak in this tone before. So I'm going to call it, this is Rookie Show Sciency Sports.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Sciency, like of science? Sciency.
Yeah, sciency. So not like sports science per se, but like sciency sports.
Okay, got it. I like that.
Right, it's different.
I can tell.
All right. So anyways, it's going to be like a news recap, but I'm going to read it in a voice that is new, I guess. Definitely not John Brinkus's.
Okay. So do you have one for us?
I do have one, so it's a quick one.
Okay, let's hear this. And does this person... This voice that doesn't sound like John Brinkus, does this character have a name?
Yeah, it's Elvis Brinkus.
Elvis Brinkus. All right, Mr. Brinkus, give us some sciency sports for the day.
Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sciency Sports. This last week, NFL offensive tackle Greg Robinson was caught with 157 pounds of marijuana in his car. For reference, that amount of weed is a whopping 12 pounds, or about $54,000 worth of non-sale or non-wholesale pot at a rate of $10 per gram, more than Swagger the Bulldog that the Cleveland Browns had an open casket funeral for and live streamed last week. For Rookie Show Sciency Sports, I'm Elvis Brinkus.
Oh my gosh. For the first like few lines, I was trying to keep a total straight face so I wouldn't throw you off because
You nailed that voice.
Did
you
I?
You were telling me before that you were still perfecting it, but I could picture John Brinkus.
Dude, I was just watching a couple of YouTube videos right before this, and I remembered he had the very classic 2000s guy with the spiked up front haircut. But it's not just the top, it's also the sides are completely thinned out.
Really?
It's a really funny look. It's kind of like the Statue of Liberty's crown.
Wow.
Yeah. It's quite the look.
Trendsetter. Maybe I should try adopting that into my life.
But this was just that was just inspiration. It wasn't like I just stole the idea. Like, this is different.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Mr. Brinkus, for that enlightening statistics. I look forward to more of those.
Yeah. So if you like it, let us know. If you don't let us know, because I'm going to keep doing it anyways.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Exactly right. What else from this weekend? Anything else we need to get into?
Yeah. I know that we're not big boxing guys or fight guys in general, but the Fury versus Wilder fight was epic.
The Fury vs. Wilder fight was big. Did you watch the fight?
I watched a lot of clips of the fight. I did not watch it live.
Okay. I did not. I also did not watch it live. But I mainly saw a lot of clips of these dudes walking out in ridiculous costumes and to choreographed music. That was definitely the most interesting part of it to me. I don't know about you.
Those are so long. So ridiculous.
I don't totally understand.
What do you mean? Like, why they're so long?
Yeah, is it really necessary? Like, the one dude who's dressed up like a gothic transformer or something.
Okay, I'm glad you got that vibe, too. That's exactly what I felt.
Gothic transformer?
Very confused, yeah.
And here's my thought on that costume is no one in the world is, like, scared or intimidated by that. Like, you know what's more intimidating? A jacked-ass dude with his shirt off, like, walking towards you. That's scarier.
Deontay Wilder is just scary.
He's a scary dude.
Maybe he put
in some,
scary.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Put in a grill or something. I don't know. Like, you don't have to go to these heights. In fact, you just look goofy. You're wearing this damn costume. You look like it's Halloween.
Right. He, for some reason, the light-up eyes and everything, his whole vibe of the costume kind of gave me the same feel as, you know, in Role Models when he's wearing the Minotaur costume.
that's kind of
what I heard. And then the truck like blows smoke too. That's kind of what I
right.
felt. Yeah, the
yeah,
truck.
Exactly. Not scary at all.
No,
rather goofy.
And they're so long. It's just so much video. I understand that maybe you're trying to bring some showmanship to the sport and grow your persona, but I don't think that's it.
Yeah. Now on the other side of things, I did like some things about Fury's entrance dressed as the king.
Right.
Here's, I think, was the best part about it is that you can get lost in the shuffle when you're down on the floor like that and it's just a giant crowd and you're walking through it. When you're making people carry you 6 feet off the ground, you're on another plane. And so everyone can see you and you're much more in the spotlight. I like that aspect of it. So, you know, I don't know if going to the lengths of having people carry you up on a throne is necessary, but in the sense that it, you know, illuminated him, I guess, was cool. What did you think, Piz?
I liked that. Yeah, it's still pretty gaudy for me. I don't know if I needed you to be carried all the way down.
Yeah.
But I do like the idea of everybody being able to see you, actually, the entire time. Like, everybody in the arena could see him. That's
right.
Pretty cool.
I don't know about song choice. Patsy Cline, did you hear that? It's like this slow ass, basically country song. That was dumb. That's lame. That's weak.
I just thought of another walkout thing just now. I'm really excited about it.
Before we get to some maybe walkout ideas of our own, this is something you pointed out. How is it possible that the two best heavyweight fighters in the world also happen to have the two greatest boxer names in the world? How is that even a thing?
Unreal. If this wasn't real life, like if this was a movie setting and they were like, these fighters are named Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, I'd been like, come on. It's a little too on the nose here. But those are fucking badass names. Those names are awesome.
As an exercise, I started listing good boxer names off the top of my head.
Yeah, I did
for
too.
For 30 seconds. I have three for you.
Okay.
Here we go. Kay. Jackson Fist.
Yes, in.
Eddie Bruiser.
Oh, very good.
And Tank Armstrong.
Those are great. Wait, are these real people?
No, I just made them up off the top of my head.
Good. That's like if they were movie characters, that's what their names would be.
Yeah. Would you like that? Yeah.
Those seem on par with these names.
So that'd
Tyson
be my question.
Fury is insanely ridiculous, and it's awesome.
It's so good. And I had no idea what these guys looked like before the highlights of the fight.
Oh,
by the way.
I liked. This is specifically for you and our Carol listeners, but Tyson Fury kind of has a Gus body, like the Gus legs.
Yeah, I can see that.
This was one of the other things I noticed. So. Not noticed. I was going to ask you. Now that you know this about them, though, do you think that good name in boxing is as important as good name is for quarterback? Let me list you some of the great heavyweight fighters.
I'd love to hear this. Yes.
So we've got Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder.
A++.
Yep. Mike Tyson.
Solid. I'd give it an A.
Evander Holyfield.
It's going to be tough for some of these just because your brain associates them with being great fighters.
True.
Evander Holyfield. I don't know.
Not in on that?
Do you think it's great?
I love it.
All right. I'm giving it a B+.
Okay, that's fine. But then these ones just same guy. Cassius Clay and Muhammad Ali.
Right. It's like you have a phenomenal boxing name. Let's just change it to another one.
Yeah.
What do you think about Floyd Mayweather?
Awesome name.
You
awesome.
Think?
Yes.
Are we sure the name Floyd is like a not just this geeky name? Really?
Yes. I'm in.
You're saying he wouldn't have a better name if he was Andre Mayweather.
But I think it's kind of a chicken and egg scenario right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think
you
I'm
think
definitely
you associate,
clouded.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying about Evander Holyfield. I'm not totally sold on that.
What about Manny Pacquiao?
Manny Pacquiao is a solid name. The thing about the ones of the guys, like literally Fury and Wilder are words that describe like chaos and...
That's true.
You know,
that's a good
adjectives
point. They're almost
that describe it.
Too different. They're like a separate category on their own.
Right, exactly. But the other names are just great names, I think. So
yeah.
I don't know. What do you think is more important for quarterback or boxer?
Probably more important for quarterback. To have already a good name, whereas a boxer, if your name is like borderline, you could definitely get there. Like you could make it cool enough.
I don't know how this plays into it, but I think Elvis Coyne would actually be a good quarterback name, and I think it would be a bad boxer name.
Well, that's because I'd be a bad boxer. I'd get my ass kicked.
You'd be a bad quarterback too. For the record.
That's fair. What about Travis Knoll? I mean, do you think of it when you think of it? Do you kind of think of how Bruce Buffer would say it?
I suppose.
And now.
That's important.
Travis Knoll. Not great.
I like my name, but it doesn't instill fear. Nah,
no.
I don't think it's a great or really not a great quarterback name either. So, yeah, is what it is. So,
yeah.
If Elvis Coyne were a boxer, what would you do as your entrance? Would you choreograph something like this? Play music? Who would you have out there? What would you dress up like? What would you do?
So I have multiple. I want to say a quick one before I get into the other ones that I thought of as you were describing Tyson Fury entering the ring about how it was cool that he was like brought in. You could see him the whole time. What if I was lowered? I had created some kind of float apparatus and I was lowered into the stage and the float was shaped as the Master Hand and I stepped off the Master Hand from Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, the Master Hand in the ring.
Yeah.
I'm into that. I think there are a lot of people that would be like, what the fuck is that? And I'm not even a Smash guy. You know me. I'm
it's
a Kart guy. But,
right.
You know, okay. I like the idea.
Yeah, Travis Knoll does not Smash.
Okay.
All right, I'll get into. I'm a big fan of. I know it's kind of basic, I guess. This is another one. All black and then entering. I know it's done in Creed, but it's awesome. Hail Mary. The song Hail Mary is a really good walkout music.
Who sings that? I don't even know.
Tupac.
It's
the Hail Mary, come on, ride with me. That one.
So you're just taking one from a movie that you liked and
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good.
And then I like when they're based on where your opponent is from, if you're kind of making fun of it or trying to instill like a little rivalry. Floyd Mayweather did this he fought Oscar De La Hoya on Cinco de Mayo and wore this egregiously massive sombrero out and carried a Mexican flag and walked out to mariachi music.
What? Really? This happened?
Yeah. It was pre-PC era. It was okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, he'd have been canceled.
Definitely canceled. But I think what I would do is walk out with four of my friends and doing choreographed Bye 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 from NSYNC, and we're just like dancing all the way to the ring. This is one you absolutely have to be positive you're going to win this fight, though, because if you lose after that, your career is over. Like, if you got knocked out after walking down to doing Bye 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 by NSYNC, your career is absolutely over.
So is it five, four other guys?
Four other guys and me.
Dressed the same?
Yes, we're all dressed the same.
Am I one of the five?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then I'm wearing a Justin Timberlake ramen top wig, obviously.
I think that's creative of you.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have for you.
Here's my ideas.
Okay.
First one, just song-wise, I picture this for Elvis Coyne the Boxer. Heads Will Roll.
Ooh,
and you
beautiful.
Just come out just doing the dance that you sent the video of me where you're just kind of punching the air and stuff. Like, I think that would get people fired up.
Okay. I like that.
Good.
I love Heads Will Roll.
Okay. Here's a little more creative one. Have you seen the thing that they do at some like half times of basketball games? In particular, I know that Duke does it, where they have a bunch of the Cameron Crazies lying on the ground next to each other. And then the Duke Blue Devil stands on a surfboard and those guys all barrel roll and he rides the surfboard on top of the guys that are rolling on the floor.
I haven't, but and I'm so obviously into this.
Right. So you have like 10 guys. And then as soon as he gets past you, you run to the front of the line and you create like this massive like log roll thing. And the Duke Blue Devil is surfing on top of it. And he does it the whole 94 feet or whatever.
That's awesome.
That. And of course, you'd be playing Swag Surfing as you go.
Sick. So. Are you wearing the Duke Blue Devil costume?
No. That's a common misconception. You would not be wearing it.
Yeah. I thought you were about to suggest that you ride out on a unicycle next to Red Panda as she's doing the bowl flipping thing down.
Oh, yeah. I like that. What if you're riding a unicycle and she's on your shoulders doing her thing?
Yes, obviously I'm into that.
That just made me think of a tangent one to scare people.
Okay.
You clear it out, you put a little fog.
Right.
And then dead silent, you roll out on a tricycle with the saw mask on.
I bet that's been done. I feel like that's been done in
you think so?
UFC or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
I bet. I like Let's that. See. Go on. What's your next one?
My best option, of course, is to basically recreate the opening song at the assembly from the Goofy movie when my guy Max Goof performs Stand Out by Powerline, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's hooked up to like a harness and stuff, and he's basically like swinging around the whole gym and he's singing and dancing. He's got shades on. And then you got like Pauly Shore going, a little smoke gauge. Oh, 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 oh. And then he.
That was really good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That might have been the best impression you've ever done.
I had to follow up your John Brinkus with a good Pauly Shore. So that's
the same person.
Best walkout. That's my best walkout idea.
I
wearing
love
a
that.
Yellow jumpsuit, basically. Yeah.
I love that.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking, I feel like most of mine were all movie-based or just completely ripping off song, music videos or whatever.
Yeah, I totally ripped off a music song. Whatever
fine.
You call it. A fucking movie. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
It's also one of those, do they think of these themselves?
That's a good question. I feel like when they're bad, it's a yes.
Yeah. Like, Deontay Wilder thought of his himself, right?
Yeah, he had to pick that out. Like, if it was, he had people that are hired to do that, they'd be like, listen, you're going to wear this big, like, totem pole looking, Groot looking motherfucking thing, and it's going to be badass.
He's like, yes, okay, I'm in, obviously. How much does it weigh? 40 pounds? Okay. I only have to walk a mile. That's not bad.
The last comment I had is probably the most badass way to do this would be to come in riding a wild animal, though. So I wanted to ask you, which wild animal is most badass to be riding in?
Would it How be, wild is it?
Like, literally either a lion or a tiger or perhaps a motherfucking grizzly bear.
How wild? Like, is this going to kill somebody?
No, it's been tamed. It's like the ones that are from the circus, but people don't know that. It's a grizzly. It's like Dewey from Semi-Pro, you know? The bear he wrestles. Mm.
Dewey! damn, that's good.
You'd be riding it like Brick from Anchorman, basically.
I feel
Remember
like...
when he's riding the bear?
Yes, yes. I feel like, what about on the shoulders of a gorilla?
Oh, gosh, that's probably number one. Yeah, that's scary. Oh, gosh.
Yes, that's terrifying.
Makes me shudder. There are no tame gorillas, I don't think. Those things are too smart to get tamed.
Yeah. Just think about if it's so, like, you know, the gorilla's holding you. It's doing the dad thing. It's holding your legs like this. And then it just decides it's done and just whips you around and just, like, launches you by your leg. You just die. That's it.
Like Harambe did to the little girl.
It's a little boy, and Harambe didn't do anything. Harambe didn't deserve to die.
Gorilla or full-blown rhinoceros?
Oh. There's a lot of possibilities. Yeah, I'm still going
gorilla's
gorilla.
Number
I think
one.
Gorilla
All right,
is
so
really
we're
scary.
Settling on best walk-in to a boxing match is riding on the shoulders of a silverback.
Yes. Silverback okay. gorilla. That's terrifying.
Good.
I know we're not going to get that much into fight stuff. So did you see Wilder was making a bunch of excuses about how his costume was too heavy and his legs were tired? Are we out on him giving excuses afterwards?
If it's a situation like this where he's gonna get a rematch, I'm more inclined to allow excuses. Mm. Like, I want it to build of, like, him to make everybody think that he got screwed on the last one and he's gonna win the next one.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm okay with it. I mean, like, it's pretty ridiculous. You're the one who wore the damn costume.
Right. It's nobody made you do that. That was your decision.
It's like a pro basketball player coming out and saying, it's like, yeah, I didn't play that well, but I ate 4 pounds of chicken Alfredo before the game.
Right.
So, you know, it doesn't really count.
Losing game seven in the finals. Like, ah, I don't. Yeah. That one doesn't really matter. We'll get him next. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It didn't feel quite Brucey, I shouldn't have had that popcornish, but I don't want to say it's not the same.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably got a point. Wearing that 40-pound costume
it was huge.
Out to the ring probably did hinder him, but it's your fault there, buddy.
Yeah. Anyways, change your walkout position. That's
change
on
your walkout.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Good.
So those were our thoughts. We didn't talk at all about the fight because who cares?
Fury kicked his butt. And then we won money on it. That's all I really know.
That's true. I just randomly bet because you bet it, and he was the underdog. So
I feel like that's a terrible. You're like, oh, you bet it. We lose together all the time. We should just continue doing that.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right. Don't do that. Yeah. Bad advice.
How much did you put on it? 20?
Like $10. Oh, okay. I think you're 15 or something like that.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. So that was our weekend. Did you have any thoughts on the Kobe Memorial stuff?
I didn't have that many, just that the MJ stuff, that was the most relatable I've ever seen MJ be in my entire life. It was kind of weird to see him show actual human emotions.
Yeah, it was. I again, that was another thing where I just saw clips of it, but his was really nice.
It was kind of tough. They were playing it over the speakers at work, like, and they had it on every TV in our building.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so I would walk out into the kitchen. It's obviously the speakers are louder, like, in the common areas. And
yeah.
I was like, this is pretty dark. I don't know. Like, I get that this is cool to be showing us, but it's
pretty
sad.
Yeah, I don't
know
if I'd be throwing it over the speakers. I'd maybe put it up on a common TV or something, but... Mm.
Yeah, but the MJ joke about the crying meme was really funny.
Yes, it was.
I don't know. I don't really have that many other thoughts other than that. What about you?
I just had some issue with some of the quotes I saw, like in particular one from Shaq that really bothered me. Do you want to read the text that I sent you?
Yeah, I will read the text that you sent me. So this is verbatim. Do you want me to read it verbatim or do you want me to lighten it up?
No, read it verbatim.
Okay, good. Let me find it.
Let me clarify that I didn't listen to all of Shaq's speech. It might have been great, but but this one quote, this is how I feel about this one quote. I won't preface it anymore.
Okay. Travis texts me kind of out of the blue and just says, I bet Shaq thought he was pretty fucking clever when he came up with Kobe, your heavens MVP, and I bet he got a fucking standing ovation at Staples. That is the wackest line I have ever heard.
Yes, and I just want to point out that telling Kobe, like, when I said that to you, you made the point of, like, well, of course Kobe is not the greatest human to ever live, so he wouldn't be heaven's MVP. Bingo. That's not so much what I was saying. I'm saying it's just such low-hanging fruit, and it's just so, like, cliche to be like, you're the MVP of heaven. And I guarantee Shaq legitimately thought it was, like, the greatest line ever said. And guess what? SportsCenter quoted it as if it was. So that one really bothered me. That's all I can say.
No, I mean, you're totally right. And it is just such low-hanging fruit to take care of. But I do want to point out that if that's what he meant, Kobe is definitely not the MVP of heaven.
Who did you suggest might be?
Steve Irwin. Steve Irwin would obviously be the MVP of heaven. He's probably the nicest person to have ever lived.
Next on Undisputed was Steve Irwin snubbed for heaven's MVP.
Yup. That's all the thoughts I have. I mean, obviously the Kobe thing is sad, and that's just, it's just the one comment. The rest of
just
it
the
was
one
really
comment.
Good.
That's what I was saying. And I'm sure he meant well, but I feel like it's also a thing where Shaq's the kind of guy where he wants to have the attention and wants to have the line that's quoted on SportsCenter. And so that's what he came up with. And that's all I have to say. Bothered me.
For such too a tall guy, you think he wouldn't go for such low-hanging fruit. Bang, that's a headline.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, we are ready. I know you've all been waiting very patiently 2 whole weeks to hear the Eastern Conference jersey tee list. Is this a list?
Yeah.
It's not a ranking.
Not rankings, but
Picks. Yeah, it's picks. We're going to list you the best current and former player jersey t-shirt for every Eastern Conference team.
Ever
seen
one.
Are you ready for this, Coin?
I'm ready.
Okay. Let's do it the same way, kind of in order of the standings, the current standings.
Right.
So let's start with
mine. I did mine in order of the standings last week. I don't know if
I'm sure we have the same list because I did too. So this is a week old. So let's start. Milwaukee Bucks. Who is your top jersey tee from the Bucks?
I'm a big fan of this player and a huge defender. And I think there's only one choice for the Bucks. It is the Bledsoe, Eric Bledsoe.
Oh, gross. Is that one of his names on Basketball Reference?
I don't know. I hope it is. There are so many good names on Basketball Reference. It's one of my favorite sites now.
So
what was the one I sent you the other day?
Big Jelly or something like that?
Man, that was good.
So Eric Bledsoe is your choice. That's absurd.
What?
Do you want to tell your former player, or are we going back and forth?
One second. His only nickname is Mini LeBron. So that's why I picked him.
Who the hell calls Eric Bledsoe Mini LeBron?
I've heard people call him that before, but I don't know where it comes from.
Yikes.
Yeah. So the throwback jersey tee is straight from Bucks fan and avid listener Skylar Anderson. He, I think, just became a Bucks fan last year. He's a pretty fake fan. Anyways, he said Michael Redd, and it's a purple Bucks jersey, the purple Bucks.
I considered Michael Redd. That's a good choice. I respect it. I'm going to go with the best player in the league, Giannis.
Fine. Lame.
I know it's lame, but I'm going with the Cream City jersey tee.
Oh, God, yes.
Which
yes.
I'm probably finna get here shortly.
Are you actually? Are you going to get the Giannis one?
Well, maybe we'll make a Jersey tea bet on it. Ooh. Should have done it tonight. Milwaukee was losing, but my throwback is going to be Grievous Vasquez. I'm not actually picking Grievous, but he played for the Bucks. I have that one.
Already have it.
I'm going with Brandon Jennings, number three.
You know what? I don't hate this.
Okay. And I'm going with the red Milwaukee jersey.
Ooh. Wait, is he number three? Is that what you said?
Number three, yes.
I thought he was number six. Damn it.
I believe on Milwaukee he was number three.
Okay.
I made these notes last week, but.
Fair.
All right. So once again, we're not going the same direction on these, which is good.
I do want to say that Skylar does know you well enough now, just from listening, that he was like, if you wanted to beat Travis, you could just get the Vasquez one. He said, but he was maybe the worst Bucks player of all time. They cut him in like 20.
All right.
They cut him in 23 games.
That is a lie. The worst Bucks player of all time. Who the hell is this mother? I decided to cut it short of the F word because as I heard Katie point out earlier, I've said too many F words on this podcast already.
Today?
Yeah, I've been
cursing a lot.
You said a
few. You usually keep it pretty PG.
I know. I just heat it up, I guess. All right, Toronto Raptors. Who you got?
The Raps. I really like Siakam. I will take a Pascal Siakam jersey.
What number?
And it's the. You know what? I don't want the purple dinos for these ones. I actually kind of like the black We the North ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like they have a little like arrow.
The arrow. Yeah.
That says North.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the North as well. I'm going with a red North, but I'm going with none other than Fred Van Vliet, number 23, from Rockford, Illinois.
FVV, he's I keep forgetting this. It's that one school that always does super good in the tournament. Why can't I think of it?
Shock the world, baby.
Yeah.
Wichita. Yeah, I agree. You saved the purple for the throwback. Who you going throwback?
For the throwback, give me Chris Bosh with dreads attached to the jersey.
Wow. Okay. Interesting choice. You're going with the like purple with the dinosaur?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I got to go Carter. We can't go through this pod with a Vince Carter jersey tee is just all timer. And I'm picking that over Grievous Vasquez for the Toronto Raptors as well, which I have.
I would venture to say that this is already the most Grievous Vasquez has ever been talked about on podcasts in general.
I think we've talked about it more on you're saying the rookie show?
The rookie show. No other podcast has ever talked about Grievous as much as
me. That's fact. That's a good point. I do need to start reaching out to him on Twitter.
He's got to get back at us. He'll come on the pod.
All right, Boston Celtics.
This is a team I don't really like that much. I'm going to go with Jaylen Brown, though. I like the number 7.
What color?
Just give me the white, the normal white and green ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lame. I'm going Marcus Smart, my guy.
Gross. He's so greasy. He's off-brand Pat Beverly.
You would love him if he was on LeBron's team.
Yes, absolutely. I think I've said that before.
He's like one of those guys like Joakim Noah or Draymond or one of those guys where you just hate him. But if he was on your team, you'd love him.
Draymond really would have been a great LeBron teammate. Too bad I hate him. I had written down secondary Semi Ojeleye.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. Anyways, that's it.
Marcus Smart's also number 36, which is pretty random.
So. Yuck. I'm not into that.
All right. Who's your throwback?
Jason Terry throwback jersey, and I want the exact one that LeBron James murdered him in.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's where you want to go.
Yeah, it is.
I was a fan of Boston Rondo, so I'm going Rondo number 9.
You know, Rondo was actually pretty nice for Boston.
Yeah.
He was fun to watch.
There were some years where he, in playoff series, was better than any of the big three, so...
That's fair. And, you know, something about Rondo I always notice on TV, he's one of those guys that just looks like his arms go on forever.
He has a ridiculous wingspan. I think it's like 7'4 or something ridiculous.
That's
like
really
you
gross.
Wouldn't believe. I want to say about Boston jerseys, they've been wearing, like the ones they wore the other night against the Lakers are like the, they have like the gold letters and the weird font.
I don't like that.
Those are ugly. Awful. Your uniforms that are just green that say Boston with white, are awesome. Nice jerseys. They're yeah, sweet. They're and they're really iconic. Good. Don't change it. I don't get it. Especially against the Lakers. Like, nobody wants to see these random, like, weird gothic letters in gold.
That's what I don't get. Why change your classic letters against a classic rivalry team? That doesn't make any sense. Also, to do it against
Tuesday in Charlotte.
Bingo. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And then don't change to shitty jerseys. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Design better.
All right. Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. Pretty easy one for me. I know I'm already in a Jimmy Butler jersey, but I will be going a Bam Adebayo Miami Vice jersey.
This is our first agreement. Bam.
Bam's awesome.
I'm going with just the red Miami. Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, that's because this is the first on Menchie of the pod.
Ooh.
The one that I already have, thanks to Graham. Wade Miami Vice jersey is pretty baller. But I don't know if that really counts, and I'm not picking that for my
You're not picking it for your throwback?
So I'm going Bam as well, so we agree.
Okay. What's your throwback? Because I know you're going to hate mine, and I'm really excited about it. I think you might already know who it is. We've talked about this before.
I went this one with based on what I would actually buy, and so that made me pick LeBron. I'm picking Bron number 6. So Bron, I'm going with a black.
I wish that LeBron would have been 6 with the Lakers. I love it. He looks so good in that number, and I just don't like him wearing number 23.
I already know who you're picking.
Do you? Who is it?
But go ahead. You want me to guess?
Yeah.
Udonis Haslam?
Oh, that's not it, but it was a close second.
Okay.
I will be going with Mario Chalmers. I want the black and red.
Okay.
Mario Chalmers was sick. When we would play pickup basketball on Big Timber, we were always the Big Timber Heat, and I would always be Elvis Chalmers.
Did you get any feedback on calling the wings the pros? Because I talked to Katie about that. That's definitely not a thing. Can we get more hate on you for that, listeners?
Can you guys reach out? That's just what we call that in high school. I don't know.
Where does that name come from?
I don't know. Maybe Utah. My coach was a Mormon.
The Big Timber Heat / Herders were they changed the game.
They changed the game, absolutely. We're just new terminology for everybody.
All right, Philadelphia 76ers. What are you laughing at?
I will be taking a Furkan Korkmaz jersey.
That's not a shock.
And I want just the blue with the 13 stars around the number.
Fair enough. Yeah. I'm going to go with Matisse Thybulle, number 22, which is a big reason. I like it.
You know what I noticed? I have a lot of 22s.
Yeah, but we both like 20. We both wore 22s, so that's why. I like the blue that just says Phila across the front.
Yeah, those are really nice. So, quick story about Matisse. You know, he's a UW guy.
Yes.
Very good friends with my roommate Joe Stout's mom, and they recently went to Philadelphia to a game, and he got them tickets and stuff, and they used his car.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he went to Eastside Catholic, which is the school that Joe's mom is the AD at.
Death to Eastside.
Death to Eastside indeed, Noel. My throwback, I'm not messing around with it. Just give me the AI. I want Allen Iverson.
I'm glad you picked that. It's probably the right call. I went another direction. I'm going with Dr. J. Julius Irvin, number 6, red.
Awesome. I love that. Good pick. We covered the whole spectrum there. I will give a quick shout. I don't know if you listened to the Bill Simmons podcast on Sunday.
Me?
Yeah.
I believe so. Which one was that?
Did you remember what he said about Dr. J, how he got to the Sixers?
No, I don't remember.
The Nets, who had the rights to Dr. J, who was the best player in all of the NBA, were being forced by the Knicks to pay a fine to be in the same city as the Knicks. So to get the money for it, they just sold Dr. J to the Sixers for $5 million. Really bad choice.
In hindsight.
really bad choice. Not a great deal.
I do remember that.
Dr. J is awesome.
Not great at all.
No.
That one dunk, his scoop behind his head is the most badass dunk ever.
I can't imagine that I've ever done anything that smooth in my entire life.
No. Just silky.
Yeah.
All right, Indiana Pacers.
This one's kind of tough. You know, Pacers are a fun team. I actually kind of like them a lot.
They are fun. Yeah.
I am going to go with a Sabonis jersey tee. Ugh. And literally any one except for the one with the racing stripes up the side.
Okay. Yeah, Pacers jerseys in general are pretty sweet. Do you like the Hickory throwbacks?
No, I don't.
Okay, me neither. Good. Okay. I'm out on that too. I'm going Depot number four.
Great.
Good choice. I like the navy with the yellow, and then they have like the circle around the number.
I'd like that one.
Throwback, I'm going, I want to say this before you say it, in case you do. Ron Artest number 91.
That's really good.
The black with like the vertical stripes. Whatever he was wearing at Malice at the Palace, basically. Yeah,
I want the one that I want is just the blue with the yellow pinstripes.
Okay.
That's good. And I will be taking a Danny Granger throwback.
Danny Granger. Granny Danger?
Granny Danger, indeed. Oh, Noel.
Sick.
Yeah, he has a great flip-flop name. One of the best in the game.
One of the best ever, along with Crank Flark.
Ugh, Crank Flark.
I said black jersey, but maybe it's just a real dark
I think
navy.
It's just navy blue. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go Brooklyn / New Jersey Nets.
I just want to say that the bed stwee jerseys that the Nets have are awful.
They're the worst. They're horrible. I agree.
Not the worst, because the Clippers have the worst jerseys.
Good point. The San Andreas ones are the worst.
But those ones are terrible. I will, however, be taking a number 22, Caris LeVert.
Oh.
And they have the Coogee outlined black. Those are awesome.
Coogee outlined?
So
what does that mean?
Coogee sweaters are what Biggie used to wear. And they're like the really colorful sweaters, and that's the really colorful stitching on the outside of the...
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what it is.
Okay.
That's what
I'm going to go with a Spencer Dinwiddie, number 26, who recently changed his number to 26 because he got rid of Kobe's number 8.
That's pretty cool. I like Dinwiddie. Both those guys are pretty fun.
26 reminds me of Clinton Portis, so shout out to Clinton.
I like that.
Who you got for...
My throwback... Not that far. Just give me Joe Johnson. ISO Joe.
It's a solid pick.
Seven,
ISO
right?
The man. I believe
he was seven on the Nets.
Yeah. They paid him a lot, I think.
A lot of money.
I got a fun fact for you in the middle of Jersey Tees.
Oh, I'm ready.
Do you know who the all-time leading scorer for the Nets is? All-time? Like the history of the team?
Is it Jason Kidd?
No.
Oh, no, I don't.
Brooke Lopez is the leading scorer all time for the Nets.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think he's just ahead of either Kidd or Vince Carter or somebody, but pretty crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
He was just catching threes for the Bucks.
I'm going to go with a Grievous Vasquez Brooklyn Nets.
Are you actually?
This was the last team that he technically signed with, and he never played a game. So
okay.
I'm going to go with Jason Kidd. With the like dark blue New Jersey number 5.
Okay. I don't like that. I don't mind that. What do we got now? Magic?
Yeah, Magic.
This one I think is pretty easy. I just think I'm here for the comeback, and when it finally happens and this dude's an all-star, I'm going to lose my mind. Give me the Markelle Fultz jersey.
Oh, okay. I considered it. Is he also number 22?
Yep.
Believe it or not. I just want to say, as we get into these bottom feeder East teams, there's a lot of teams where I'm like, I don't want any of these players' jerseys.
Oh, very much so. Yeah.
I'm going to go with a Mo Bamba number 5 jersey, mainly because the name Bamba's cool and the number 5 is cool, and he's got a song named after him. That's
Bamba
really the
number
only
5.
Reason. Bamba number 5, exactly. So that's the only reason.
How do you feel about those, like this night sky Magic jerseys?
Awful. The one Aaron Gordon was wearing in the dunk contest?
I think.
Horrible. Just wear the blue. The blue
Wait,
is
no, 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 no.
Oh.
You're talking about the black with the orange?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are terrible.
Okay, I don't know
I'm
what
talking about. There's like a
are.
Starry sky with a magic ball going
oh,
across
Oh, okay.
It.
I think I maybe don't mind.
That's what I want for the Fultz one.
Okay, cool. What well, you got throwback?
Throwback. Hedo Turkoglu.
No!
Yes!
This is maybe the one I was most excited for, and you stole.
Oh, yeah. This is when I was looking for these players, and I was like, who on the Magic? And then I was like, oh, Hedo Turkoglu.
Dude. They talked about him on another Bill Simmons, or it was like the Book of Basketball podcast, but like that dude was before his time. Like that dude would have thrived.
6'11
three
shooter? Oh, yeah. My God. Dude, he'd be making like, what, $30 million a year probably?
I remember being so mad watching him ball out against the Cavs and just destroy LeBron's team. Like, he's so 09? Frustrating.
Oh, 2010, right? 2010 playoffs.
It was 9? Well, I think 20. Yeah, it might have been 2010. That was right before he went to the. No, it was like 08, 09, something like
2009.
That.
2009. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like the 67 win Cavs team.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. We in agreement. I love Turkaloo. How about the Washington Wizards?
This is one of those teams that we were talking about just now. Bingo. That I was like, I don't really want any of them that bad. Bingo. Like, I had the chance to grab, it was either this one, there was a John Wall jersey there too, and I was like, yeah, I'll take the Jimmy Butler one. Right. You know, give me Rui Hachimura. I feel like I'm thinking of these the same way these teams thinking about draft prospects. Like, what he could be in the future, maybe. I'll give me Rui Hachimura.
He's got potential.
Potential.
So that's the second Gonzaga guy you've taken today. I am taking John Wall, unfortunately, number two. Because I wrote down on my notes, John Wall, number two, I guess. So,
and that's like the whole problem with the team. So you weren't close on Bradley Beal at all?
No, he doesn't do much for me. Although we will get to him in Stumptown. But.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. Let me go first.
Yeah, I think we're going to have the same one.
This is my number one. Probably, like, if I could, this would be my number one jersey to get right now, if I could find it on eBay. Gilbert Arenas, Agent Zero, obviously number zero, the gold Wizards jersey tee.
That's a great pick. I love it, obviously.
Oh, but it's not your pick.
It is what I have written down, but because you're taking it,
okay,
yes. I think I'm going to switch who you know I'm going to take.
Give me. I've already forgotten.
Marcin Gortat.
Oh, gross. The Polish hammer.
Yes. Yeah, gladly give me the 13. I want the classic ugly. I want everything about this to be ugly. I want just the normal blocked red, white, and blue Gortat Wizards jersey.
We forgot to mention to the listeners, if in case you didn't listen 2 weeks ago, that the main criteria for choosing these is that if you saw someone wearing one of them, you would say, oh, that's sick. If I saw someone wearing a Marcin Gortat jersey tee, I'd be like, oh, that's sick. So
thank you.
I'm going to award you the point. Yeah, I would. Yeah. I'm giving it to you. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you'd throw up, but yeah.
Well, a little bit in my mouth, but
honestly. I feel like that's how most of my picks are. I'm just like, yeah. Like, I just think it's so funny that somebody has it. I'm just, right. That's sick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's go Chicago Bulls.
The Bulls. Yucky. I will take.
I'd say the next, like, five teams are yucky.
Yeah. Yes. Who are you taking? Give me Denzel Valentine, I guess.
I also wrote Denzel Valentine. Valentine's a good name and 45, good number. So
yeah, he has a kind of, not iconic, obviously, but just a very memorable shot in my head. I just like the way he shoots.
Yeah.
Kind of like a really big defensive point guard.
Who you got throwback?
Another 22.
Oh.
Okay. Nate Robinson.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I think he was 22, nice. Right?
I'm not sure. He was just in the... in the celebrity game, wasn't he?
Just number two. Sorry, jersey. Single two.
Number two. Okay, I was going to say, I didn't think it was 22.
Yeah.
Okay, Nate, you could have gone Nate for like 12 teams. That dude's been on every team. But
yeah.
He was a good bull. I'm going Luol Deng, number nine. What do you think about that?
Luol Deng, his contract is still getting traded around the league.
But what sucks about that is people forget, like, that dude was really good. He was a LeBron stopper.
He was a LeBron stopper.
He was really good. So, and when people say that jersey, they go, dang.
Dang, Adele. Dang, Adele. No, that's a different guy.
I know.
That's another, he's one of those guys that is all over, like, Twitter famous, just because, have you seen the ones that's...
his contract?
But also, any ESPN post for probably 2 years was, there's this, like, one meme that said, you probably thought you weren't going to see Luol Deng in these comments. You were wrong. It's just a picture that says that. That's it.
I like that. Yeah. How do you become that guy? We got to become that guy.
I would love to become that guy.
I bet you didn't think you were going to see Elvis Coin in these comments. All right, let's fly through some of these gross ones. Okay. The Hornets.
Malik Monk.
Solid pick.
Yeah.
I considered it. I'm going to go Devontae Graham, number four.
That's sick.
Their teal ones are sweet.
Yeah, I guess. The teal and purple.
Yeah. None of their players excite me that much.
Right. I think that the one my coworker got was a Kemba Walker Charlotte Hornets jersey.
I considered Kemba for my throwback.
Ah, that's not bad. Is he the leading scorer, Hornets all
time?
Yeah,
I think by a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. Muggsy Bogues.
I may have considered that as well. I think he was up there on their leading scores. When I was looking at that, he was high on the list. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be home alone, and I keep thinking there's somebody behind me. It's freaking me out, man.
I'll tell you if I see anybody.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate that.
I'm going to go with an Adam Morrison Bobcats number 35 orange jersey. How do you feel about that? Let's get some more white Gonzaga jerseys.
I can promise you I would not say that's sick if I saw that.
You wouldn't?
Adam Morrison is so gross.
Yeah, that would be sick. Come on, that's like the most ironically sick.
Yeah, okay. I guess if I was driving and I saw somebody walking by and they were very confidently wearing an Adam Morrison jersey, yeah, I would say that's sick.
Okay.
Here's a question for you.
Okay.
Is there any black person that owns an Adam Morrison jersey?
That's a really good question. No. Now, the next question is, which white player do the most black people have their jersey of?
Oh, Kirk Heinrich.
That's certainly not true.
Let's see. Utah, you've got Gordon Hayward. Maybe that's it. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. It's funny. I remember when Kevin Durant compared himself to Larry Bird, and there were people that were mad that he was comparing himself to, you should be honoring, your own race or something like that. I don't know.
That's actually a pretty apt comparison. I'd have to think about that. If there was one, I don't know. I got nothing coming off the top of my head. Maybe Jason Kidd. Oh, it's White Chocolate.
I don't know. I feel White Chocolate is
almost more white trash.
Yeah, the worst. All right.
Let's move on. We'll get to that eventually.
Detroit Pistons. This may be the grossest one of all, maybe.
It's pretty bad. Derrick Rose?
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, I guess you go Rose, number 25.
But I will say, for not getting very much shine, I actually really like just the classic red and blue Pistons jerseys. I think they just look nice.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Yeah.
Who you like throwback?
This is actually one of my favorites, I think. Give me Ben Wallace.
Give me Ben Wallace.
Ooh, yes.
Phenomenal pick. Big Ben Wallace.
Oh, my God. Big Ben with the giant afro.
That dude was scary as hell.
And he was only one of my earliest basketball memories, I feel like, is that dude being terrifying.
He perfected grabbing every rebound with one hand and then slamming it into his other hand.
One of the best board slappers ever. Just bang. I'm like, okay, well, Ben's got it.
I remember we had a guy on our team in high school named Keenan who was a huge Detroit Pistons fan. And I swear, that year when the Pistons were really good, he started doing that for every rebound. Just slam, slam.
Many guys that would do that.
That's so bad. And then, of course, inevitably, he would go up one-handed and somebody else would grab it. It's like, just use two hands. All right, Knicks.
Knicks, this actually I think is the grossest of all.
Okay, it could be. Yeah, I couldn't. It was tough to pick.
I went with Frankie Smokes, Frank Ntilikina.
Yeah, solid pick.
Yeah.
Again, not at the top of any list.
No.
These are all reluctant picks. I'm going to RJ Barrett, number 9.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. I just didn't have any other options. I like number 9. I went based on numbers at this point.
I'd like one of the Zion Williamson Knicks jerseys that people made. Give me one of those.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Who's your throwback? I don't really know that much about the Knicks, to be honest. I'm not that big of, there aren't any Knicks fans here.
I had to go with Linsanity.
That's good. I like that a lot.
I just so distinctly remember it, like being in, we were freshmen in Guad, and I just remember watching some of those games. So
brings back memories. I like that, and those were really fun. I'm going to go with Charles Oakley because he's kind of fresh in the mind off of getting kicked out of the Knicks, what is it, MSG last year. It was really funny.
That was fun. Myself. I agree. Yeah. All right, let's go Atlanta Hawks.
All right. This one I'm going with Kevin Werder, Maryland guy.
Hell yeah. I'm also going with Kevin Herter.
Yeah. Oh, is it Herter?
I think it's Herter. Maybe it's Werder. I don't know. It starts with an H, but what jerseys of theirs do you like? Do you like their new ones? Like neon?
I don't know if we've talked about this, but I'm super out on neon green as a color. I know you're wearing a neon green shirt right now, but...
Okay, but this is a construction shirt.
Right, right.
Because I'm big into neon green. Yeah.
Sure, man. Whatever you say. I don't think I'm in on the baby blue ones either. The Hawks jerseys aren't great.
No, they're not great. I agree.
Yeah.
We're going to have the same one here, so I'll let you know.
You said earlier that, which one was your favorite? Hito?
Gilbert, probably. Gilbert. It's either Gilbert or this one.
Then Ben Wallace would be second for me. This one is an easy. I've been looking for this jersey tee for a long, long time.
Mm.
The Josh Smith Hawks jersey. I want the navy blue with the red outsides too.
Is there anything better than the super athletic player who just like dunks and blocks dudes left and right, but then constantly thinks he can shoot threes and he can't, but he continues to do so? Like, that's just the guy I aspire to be.
I think Josh Smith is the original guy that I said, oh, he hucks for. Like, that dude's putting up shots.
I don't think he's ever shot a three-pointer. Every single three-pointer he's put to the basket has been a huck, a prayer.
The only time he's ever shot is when he was on the Rockets and he brought them back against the Clippers.
That was sick. With Harden on the bench. That was
so awesome. Yeah.
All right, Josh Smith, number one, and the Cleveland Cavaliers, the last team.
I take back what I said about the Knicks. This is the grossest one.
Yep, it is.
I agree. I want an Ante Zizic jersey.
Okay.
That's because I want to have a jersey that says Zizic on the back.
I can promise you if I saw that, I'd be like, what? I would not say that.
What?
I can promise you that. I'm just going to go with Sexton, number two.
Okay. Just because?
I would consider Kevin Love because I like Kevin Love, but I went with Kevin Love for the Timberwolves, so I'm not really trying to double up. So,
yeah, I don't need two Kevin Loves for me.
No, I don't.
No. That's which jerseys?
I go probably, I already have a LeBron. We both have a LeBron blue one, right?
Yeah.
I probably go like a maroon one. It says like Cavaliers.
Okay. You know what I don't mind is the gray and the yellow.
Gray's not bad. Yeah, I agree.
I'd do that one.
Okay.
I think that we'll have different ones here. Can I go first?
I don't think we will, but yes, you may.
You think we're going to have the same?
I do, yeah.
Big Z?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby. Go ahead and give me Zydrunas Ilgauskas.
Zydrunas Ilgauskas.
Oh, my God.
Was he a baller? Number 11 is a baller number. That dude is also, I think, the number two scorer in all time in the Cavs. LeBron.
No, you're right. He is.
I feel like he was probably underrated.
He wore number 11. Those have to be the longest ones in like league history, right?
Was he like 7'3 or something?
Yeah, he's huge.
And he couldn't rebound?
Was Yao number one?
yeah. No, McGrady was one. So Yao was, I don't know what Yao was.
Five? Doesn't matter. Those are long ones.
Long ones for Ilgauskas. I agree. I would like to add that a Kyrie Cavs jersey tee is pretty sick.
I'm out on Kyrie.
Well, you've soured on him, but
I've always been sour on Kyrie.
I don't know if I agree with that, but okay.
Yeah. I have been. I did one question.
Yes.
Would so you see a father and son walking.
Yeah.
And they're both wearing Nance Jr. and Nance Sr. jersey tees for the Cavs. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say that's sick?
Of course that is. I would say that's sick, yes.
Okay.
But only with the scenario laid out. Not individually.
No.
But also, is Nance Senior just say Nance, though? Because he didn't wear Senior on his jersey.
That's fair. But it would be an older-looking jersey.
It would just say an older-looking, and it would just say Nance, and then the kid has Junior.
Yeah. That would be tight.
Sick. Yeah.
That would be tight. Sick.
Okay. Right. Let us know where we succeeded and where we failed on the Eastern Conference Jersey T picks.
Let us know. I'm feeling really good about Big Z, though. I don't think anybody can top that.
We probably should have done, like, reverse standings order. Because you get down to the bottom, you're like, oh, he picked a Derrick Rose Pistons jersey tee. What are we listening to this for?
That's a good point. Definitely put the times in on this one so people can skip the last eight teams.
Okay. What time is it? Is it time?
I think it's time.
I think it's time for a little stomp down.
Stomp down!
All right, we are going to dig into a recent happening in the NBA. But first, I have a fun fact.
Oh.
Would you like a fun fact, Coin?
I do love fun facts.
In case we ever get sued, this is from Pro Basketball Reference sends out these emails that I somehow got signed up for. Nice. And some of them have fun facts in them. So this is from
that. Sign up for that.
Do you know who the current three-point percentage leader is in the Greek Pro Basketball League?
No.
They are currently 16 games into the season. The current leader in three-point percentage.
Is it Mirotić?
Jimmer Fredette.
Oh, my guy. He's not with the Gangju Sharks anymore?
I guess not. He's playing in the Greek League. Mm. Now, would you care to guess what his percentage is?
Is it 48.2?
Jimmer Fredette has shot 65 three-pointers this season, and he has made 40 of them. He is shooting 61.5% from three.
Excuse me?
That is an absurd number, and I tried to research if their three-point line is closer than the NBA's. I couldn't find it out. But
that's how little is known about the Greek basketball league.
Jimmer Fredette shooting 61.5% from three in the Greek league. So that's your fun fact.
Get him on the Lakers.
Seriously. Okay, here we go. Stumptown for this week. Bradley Beal. He's been in the news. He put up 53 points in a loss to the Bulls on Sunday. Then on Monday, he followed it up with 55 in a loss to the Bucks. It's always fun to talk about 50-point games because it's sort of like an iconic, you know, it's an important number, basically. So in the past 40 years, which kind of correlates to like when Bird and Magic came into the league, we're kind of getting rid of some Wilt Chamberlain years because those were kind of...
It was unfair.
Kind of tainted. Yeah, it was unfair.
Yeah.
So let's say since basically Bird and Magic days, 40 years ago, there have been 298 50-point games in the regular season.
Okay.
So I was kind of curious, though, because Beal had 53 and 55. I wondered, like, how many of those games do the guy get to, like, 50 or 51 and then, like, gets benched? Because, okay, I got my 50, I'm out. So, like, if you eliminated the 50s and the 51s, how many instances were there? So there have been, like I said, 298 50-point games.
Right.
There have been 221 51-point games.
Holy
there
shit.
There have been, this is not additionally, this is like of those 298, right?
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Wait, so exactly 51?
No.
Or more.
Sorry. 51 or more. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. So 70 essentially.
Right. Yeah. If you limit it to 52 or more, it's 163 games.
Okay.
And then if you go to 53 or more points, there's only been 123 games in the past 40 years.
Okay.
So for some context for how impressive that is, that Bradley Beal did this in two games in a row,
right.
53-point game happens once every 400 games. So, and he did it twice in a row. Pretty impressive, right? So digging even deeper in the last 40 years, only 23 players in the NBA have put up 53 or more points twice in their entire career.
Right.
23 guys have done it, and Bradley Beal did it twice in two nights.
Okay.
So, if at any point in his career Bradley Beal does this again, who knows, maybe by the time this podcast comes out, he's got three in a row. We'll see. he would have three 53-point games, 53 or more point games, and he'd join some elite company. Only 10 players in the past 40 years have done this three or more times in their careers. This list includes Hall of Famers Michael Jordan, Allen Iverson, Dominique Wilkins, Adrian Dantley, oddly enough, and then future Hall of Famer Kobe Bryant, of course. Right. There are five active NBA players who have three or more games of 53 or more points in their regular season career.
Okay.
The Stumptown this week, you need to name four out of the five to win Stumptown, and you get three strikes.
Okay.
So name me. They're all active. And if you get all five active, there's five active players who have put up 53 or more three times or more. And you get double Stumptown points if you can get all five before your three strikes are up.
Okay. Russ and Harden?
Yes and yes. You've got two of four already with zero strikes.
Okay. Dame?
Three of four. Well done. You got three strikes to go.
Kevin Durant?
Wrong.
Strike LeBron.
Number one. Correct. You have already won Stumptown. Congratulations. Can you go for double the points? Fifth.
So five, huh? Sorry. I need a sec now. I got to think.
Okay.
Vince Carter?
Nope.
Ah, okay.
You got one more strike.
I thought that was three.
No, you only guessed two. You guessed Durant and Vince Carter, right? You get three strikes.
Ah, okay. Cool. Steph?
No. Steph, I believe, has done it twice. Kyrie Irving, three times.
I would never have gotten there, to be honest with you. I didn't think he'd gotten those totals.
You still won.
Hey, I won.
You didn't get stumped. For reference, Russ has done it three times. Dame and Kyrie also three. LeBron's done it four. And James Harden's done it 14 times, believe it or not. So that dude can score the rock.
Yeah, he scores a lot of points.
And I'm pretty sure Wilt Chamberlain has done it like 93 times.
Yeah, so. It's gross. Well, he averaged that. There's that one season. He averaged like 53 points a game.
He did. Yep. He averaged 50, over 50 points a game. All right. One more super fun fact before we get to Girl Scouts.
Okay.
Only one player in the history of the NBA, the history, including back to Wilt Chamberlain's days, has scored exactly 69 points in a game.
Nice.
Michael Jordan. That's why they call him the greatest of all time.
that's the reason right there.
Multiple guys have hit 70. Multiple guys have hit 71. Only one guy has only hit 69. So,
Michael Jordan, Mike. A true showman and a champion of sex.
That's right. So congrats on Coin on not getting stumped in this week's Stumptown.
Thanks, Noel. I feel like you gave me an easier one. That was nice of you.
I think I would have taken a minute to think of Dame. But
I also live in Portland.
Yeah, I know. And Russ, I guess, I might have struggled with too. Anyway, I would have definitely guessed Durant and maybe Steph.
Yeah.
All right. We are back for another round of Girl Scout Cookie Survivor.
Okay.
We have so far eliminated the Do-Si-Dos.
Yes.
And the Trefoils.
R.I.P. in peace.
Remaining cookies are the Lemonades or the Savannah Smiles, depending on what you like to call them. We have the Tagalongs, we have the Thin Mints, and we have the Samoas.
Do you like Savannah's Smiles or Lemonades better?
I've never actually had Lemonades, and I've had Savannah Smiles, which are the ones with like the powdered sugar on it. Not bad. And I like lemony things.
They're not bad. I was talking more just name. So, yes, let's go with Savannah
Smiles. Definitely Savannah Smiles.
Yeah, it's a good name.
It's a better name.
It's a good name.
It's a good name. This is going to be the last non-hotly debated one, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Here's the deal. We're sending the Lemonades home.
I feel like there's just obviously tiers of Girl Scout cookies, and they're fine. They're good cookies. They're just not on a level on par with the other three.
I think we did a nice job of keeping them around for strictly taste reasons. Because, I mean, I don't know if you agree with this, but I like the taste of these probably better than the two we've already eliminated. But they're just not, like, iconic Girl Scout cookies. You don't even think of them. Like, you think of the Big Five. You don't think of Savannah Smiles when you think of Girl Scout cookies.
I agree. These probably were the upset pick, and I maybe like the shortbread, like trefoil sugar cookies, whatever more. But I like, there is something to be said about a different flavor profile.
Right. Yeah, so lemon switches things up a little bit.
Yeah.
But we really need to narrow it down to the big three, and I'm sorry, your time has come, lemonades. You have any closing thoughts on that?
It was a valiant effort by you.
Well done.
Sorry your ending wasn't so sweet. It's a little sour.
Nice. When I send them off, should I call them lemonades or Savannah Smiles?
Savannah Smiles.
All right. Savannah Smiles. Savannah Smiles, bring me your torch. Savannah Smiles, the troop has spoken.
Is there a noise that they play after that?
Dun dun.
Yeah, I was just saying, dun dun.
It's not done.
Okay.
You should make up a sound for next week.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
I'll come up with something.
That will do it for another episode of The Rookie Show. You can follow us at Rookie Show Pod.
You can follow me at King Coin on both Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at The Cream Fillin on Twitter. And you can follow me at C Travis Knoll on Instagram. The C, of course, stands for Columbus.
Of course, yes.
After Christopher. Yeah.
Okay. Who's playing us out?
Of course. Shakira, play us out.
Ah, Shakira, Shakira. All right, peace, everybody.
All right, see ya.